Assigned to 13th Sustainment Command Expeditionary, fired shots at individuals within the unit areas here, within the 1st Medical Brigade area, and the 49th Transportation Battalion area. We have confirmed that there are 3 victims who were killed, and then the shooter was killed. And there are 16 injured being treated at Scott and White and here at Darnell. It is believed that he walked into one of the unit buildings, opened fire, got into a vehicle, fired from a vehicle, got out of the vehicle, walked into another building, and opened fire again, and then was engaged by the local law enforcement here at Fort Hood. He was approaching her at about 20 feet, put his hands up, then reached under his jacket, pulled out the 9mm, and she pulled out her weapon, and then she engaged, and then he put the weapon to his head, and he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At this time, there is no indication that this incident is related to terrorism. He has served in combat. He served 4 months in Iraq in 2011. He was currently under diagnosis for PTSD, but he had not yet been diagnosed for PTSD.
That is what happened today at Fort Hood. The world shattered for so many. The voice that you're listening to there was Lieutenant General Mark Miley, who went down a litany of things related to the afternoon shattering once again at our largest military installation, loaded with civilians and military folks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And yes, it's with a heavy heart that we talk about this, because we ask ourselves the question, it's like the Navy Yard shooting. At what point do we say, there's a couple of things going on here? One, we cannot get enough good treatment for these soldiers who are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, right? We got to get them into counseling. Got to come up with serious peer groups. I've talked to several veterans about that, and the problem is they're trying to tackle it, but the groups that they have to have these open conversations, this therapeutic way to discuss some things that have happened. Unfortunately, the demographics are twisted all over the map. So a lot of the younger people coming back who are suffering from PTSD and some other things, some other horrific things, cannot relate to the older vets who were there, who were talking about something completely different. This takes money, this takes resources, this takes focus on mental health and the military. We have a problem here, a problem that unfortunately ended up taking the lives of 3 innocent people and also wounding 16 others to varying degrees. It looks like all of them will pull through, but what's their life going to be like afterwards? The shooter's been identified as Ivan Lopez. He had a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson. You heard what was said there about killing himself when he was confronted in the parking lot. No motive for this, but he was being treated, you also heard, for behavioral and mental health issues, PTSD. He was being labeled in that direction. So, Army Lieutenant General Mark Miley, the senior officer at the facility, didn't like the rap that he got on his door when now all of a sudden he had to answer these questions and had to, unfortunately, see his base once again in lockdown. Lockdown, by the way, until 10 o'clock Eastern. They're still investigating to see what else they could come up with as to this awful tragedy. And there are a couple of things that are eerily familiar, different in many senses from what happened with Major Nadal Hassan, who was radicalized and was screaming Allah Akbar and whatnot when he went on his rampage in 2009. Similar, though, when people are cut down on a base in this manner, I pose to you the question, should their families be given the Purple Heart? They're serving the country. They're on the base. And they are cut down. Last time it didn't happen and infuriated many of the families. The other thing is, stateside, why not be able to carry your sidearm? Why not be able to have that? Right now, it's a no-go. But I think that needs to be taken into consideration. So as they look into Ivan Lopez's past and his psychological trauma, and as they explore if there was some sort of an argument or some sort of a fight or something else that could have triggered the shooting, you still have the families who are burying people that they did not expect to bury or dealing with serious injuries that they were not expecting. Imagine you have waited for 8 months. Your husband comes back from another tour in Afghanistan, safe and sound. Whew. You're back. Oh, thank goodness. He's reacquainting himself with the kids, and then he's cut down, could be paralyzed by a fellow soldier on the base. Wow. Unreal, huh? It's real life. And a few things really need to happen. The president says we're heartbroken that something like this might have happened again. Of course we are. Now, what are we going to do about it? What's going to be different this time around? And plus, by the way, and I hope this is as of going on the air, there were 9 patients who were in critical condition so far that I know of. They're pulling through. Let's hope. The scene was described to me by somebody that it was just chaotic. It was chaotic outside the hospital. There were a lot of ambulances coming in. There were helicopters everywhere. It was chaotic on the base. They went into lockdown mode. They ordered everyone at the base to shelter in place is what the order is called. It was on Twitter. It was on Facebook. And they were shouting it out loud both in and around the neighborhoods and areas on the base through loudspeaker. So people's nerves were frayed, to say the least, as they tried to get a hold of family members to find out if they were safe or not. Ringing their phones, trying to get in contact with them however they could. How awful is this? 2009, Hassan, now Lopez, two different things that happened, but the same result. People are dead. Innocent people are dead. Innocent people are injured. What needs to happen? Have any thoughts? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Fort Hood shooting here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget, coming up on our next show, our cheap movie review. Some big movies are coming up. A few of you are starting to send me reviews. If you go and see something that's out there, send me a quick little review. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Was it lame? Was it great? Were you bored? Did you leave? Do you hate the movies? Whatever. And I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Coming up on our next America Tonight, so excited about this. We have a couple of really great guests. Of course, we've been talking about the Malaysian air disaster now for practically a month. Can you believe it? It's been that long. And still nothing new on that front. Show us the plane. We don't know. So we're going to talk to Patrick Ewing about that. And Patrick is a former pilot who flew some of those big birds, not a 777, but a 747. And I talked to him today, and boy, he has some interesting things to share with us, some of this misinformation that's out there and some of what he thinks might have happened. So we'll chat with him. Also, Brandon Lang, the skinny on what's coming up, the Final Four showdown for anybody who has a bracket in place. Is there anybody who has a bracket in place? Is there anybody who cares anymore? Seems like this year has deflated everybody, and it's because even when your grandmother is filling out a bracket for $3 for the office pool because there's a chance she could win and she's just circling teams or whatever, people didn't circle a lot of right teams, so the competition, I guess, isn't as stiff. He's always fun to talk to anyway because Matthew McConaughey played him in the movie Two for the Money. And it's a really pretty funny movie, actually. You want to rent something that I think is pretty decent. It'll probably cost you like a buck. You can probably stream it for a buck on Netflix or whatever. You could check that out. And that's completely based on his life, which is amazing. And how did he get them to do a movie on him? He was on a golf course, and he caddied for Renee Russo, and her husband told him about his story, and the next thing you know, they're making a movie about him. I just think that's pretty cool. And Amy Ridenour will join us, too, on the air to talk about what they're not telling you, what they're not telling you about Obamacare. She did the analysis, dug through thousands of pages, and she'll join us to tell us what that is. And I think you'll be really surprised. And it has to do with the contraception debate that's happening, which has happened with Hobby Lobby's case, Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby, basically, the Supreme Court decision that'll be handed down in June. And I think what she's going to tell us is going to really blow your mind. I really do. So the Fort Hood shooting, I was so sad to hear about it because, you know, I'm thinking, my goodness, it's only been a few years. Hassan was sentenced to death not too long ago after having that whole thing drag out. And now you've got the sad situation of a soldier struggling to adjust with mental health problems. Who, we don't know, there was no note, there's nothing specific, it doesn't sound like Ivan Lopez left anything specific to say, but it seems as though this is the issue, they're trying to get to the bottom of it. His wife is cooperating with the local law enforcement and, of course, anybody on the base to try to give them whatever she can information-wise about her husband. So also sad he had a family, and he was going through the process required to be diagnosed with PTSD. So that's what's interesting. What was happening along those lines where they were treating him, talking to him, whatever. And, you know, it goes to that question, like I said, of mental health and how much counseling is really being done and what can you get your hands around on these bases? Because I'm pretty familiar with this. Having someone close to me go through it, and boy, they're trying, but it is not what you think it is. In other words, there just isn't enough. I mean, I know if we could all, if wishes and butts were candy and nuts, that whole thing, you know, that trite little saying. Here's what I do know: there has to be a way to get more counseling groups. I think in the peer groups and the sharing groups, but they really don't have that on these bases. And maybe it's about affordability, it's about time, it's about doctors, it's about a myriad of things. I mean, it is. But somehow, we gotta spring some loose change here and figure it out and try to make it happen. Imagine the people or person that was treating him and how they feel after this happened at Fort Hood. I'm sure in the upcoming days more information will shake loose on the soldier, but it doesn't do anything to help those families at this point as they go through the pain. And there are people in pain because there are many people in the hospital, as so many were shot, 16 people. Was it something that was triggered? Was there some kind of argument? I mean, what specifics are going to come out of this? I think that's, guess what we want to learn, right? More of the picture here. And the last time around, it was just, I mean, just awful. And you think about this, too, in going, the timeline and going through the Hassan thing took forever. It was November of 2009 when he killed 13 people and he injured 32 and then was charged and then went through the military process. The court went through the appeals process. And then ultimately, he was recommended for the death penalty in August of last year, as you'll recall. And there certainly have been other horrific things that have happened on a basis. You know, we could go back in history and I could certainly recall some of them right off the top of my head, as I think many of you could too as well. But anything that can be done to take the sting, I guess, out of labeling somebody who is dealing with PTSD, somebody who's struggling with mental issues, who is afraid to come forward, but then those that are coming forward and how they're being treated. I mean, this is all part of what really has to be a much deeper discussion, I think, you know, in the military and at the Department of Defense at the higher levels. And what also has to be discussed is whether or not stateside we can arm the people who come back, who are on the base, who may make a difference in the end. Something different perhaps could have happened here, although I don't want to say that for sure because we don't know. I mean, some people still might have been hit, and but I'd have to think, I'd have to believe with that many people who were armed, that there'd be a much better chance, because this was a sprawling area Fort Hood is, with lots of people on it, lots of military folks, but also civilians. And it's not so easy because of just how large it is. I would have to think, though, if you had people who had the sidearms, you know, soldiers who came back who were allowed to carry, it might have made a difference here, might have done that. The other big thing on the day we're going to talk about next, the Supreme Court's decision on how much political donors can give candidates and parties in federal elections, fair or foul. The Supreme Court with a big 5-4 decision. If you hadn't heard it, we'll break it down for you. And at the tail end of the show, boy, do we need some levity, huh? Fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo, as we invite Nathan Reeder to the party. So stay with us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Well, it's now party and confused because maybe you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. So spend your money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is blame is safe, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Here, before we dive into campaign finance on America Tonight, thanks for hanging with us, by the way. Kate Delaney, happy to be of service. Boy, we're really in some interesting times, let me tell you. And we haven't even talked about what's happened, the latest with the Malaysian disappearing flight, the 777. As I said, our next show, we've got a terrific guest, a former airline captain, to tell us more about the cockpit and some other things related to the flight. So this story was on Fox. A couple of people sent me links to it. I happened to see it, including our pal Tomas in Michigan. And they were talking about the story about the FBI searching for an Army recruit that they thought was planning a Fort Hood jihad against U.S. soldiers. There was an alert that was released that was confirmed by the FBI, by military, law enforcement, across the board, that there was a man identified as Booker who had told his friends that his intention was to commit jihad. He was also known as Muhammad Abdullah Hussein, was recruited by the U.S. Army in Kansas City, Missouri in February of 2014, and was scheduled to report for basic training on April 7th, but he was discharged last week after they had heard about this whole plan thing. And I mentioned that you had law enforcement across the board, different types looking, and you also have the 902nd Military Intelligence Group, which is interesting to me, at Fort Leavenworth, who want to know more, who are involved in this, too. That alert was originally sent to Fox, so they were breaking that story about it and trying to find out more. And there was nothing about his age, or there was no photograph of him or any of this. And the alert just said, planned Fort Hood-inspired jihad against U.S. soldiers by Army recruit. And the reason it was issued was to inform and protect officers who may encounter this individual or others exhibiting the same aspirations. And the information in the alert, all it was, and this is what the FBI is doing now, they don't want to be accused of not tripping the right switches if they hear of something. The alert was sent out. It was just listed as an FBI agent to make sure that, okay, hey, we're sending this out to you so you know. This is it. It's legitimate. And be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Wow. So that's interesting. So that happens. And here we are talking about Fort Hood, but a different scenario. But yet, here there was somebody who was talking about doing a similar thing. Tragic. And at least we know they're trying to connect the dots when they get that information, because they don't want that to happen again. And so while they're trying to connect the dots there, a soldier with military soldier with mental health issues, other specifics of what might have prompted it, we don't know yet, sent him into a situation where he decided he was going to open fire, so that happens anyway at Fort Hood. What are the odds of that? My, oh, my. All right, so we're going to swing into this other story because I think it's also huge politically speaking. The Supreme Court expanded how much political donations you can give to candidates and parties in federal elections. They struck down one of the campaign finance laws, a pillar of it, I'll call it. It was 5-4, the vote. So now the overall limits on how much individuals can give to candidates, parties, and political action committees in total during the federal two-year election cycle have changed. The ruling leaves in place basically limits on how much one could give to a candidate and laws that require candidates, parties, and the PACs to disclose information about donors. But they were divided on how sweeping the ruling actually is. So this is the interesting part. The biggest nugget in this to take away, the biggest impact, is that a single donor can give the maximum amount by law to as many candidates, parties, and committees as he or she wants. The 5-4 was split along party lines. Specifically, I won't go too ridiculous on this, but Chief Justice Roberts was the one who wrote the ruling on behalf of the decision. On behalf of the court, he said the justices did not reach the question of whether to overturn a 1976 ruling called Buckley versus Vallejo, which upheld limits on campaign finance donations, while also describing how courts should analyze the regulations. Justice Thomas, who voted with Roberts, said the court had gone further than the Chief Justice claimed. So basically, in a nutshell, Roberts said in his opinion the aggregate limits violated the First Amendment of the Constitution, which protects free speech, and he rejected the contention of President Obama's administration that the limits are needed to fight corruption. That they're needed to fight corruption. So how about that? How did this, you know, it's always a case, of course, right, that comes before the Supreme Court. So Republican donor Sean McCutcheon, who was an Alabama businessman, and the Republican National Committee challenged the contribution caps. Before Wednesday's Supreme Court decision, donors could not exceed $123,200, the overall limit during the two-year period. but now things have changed. Fair or foul? Suggested by our pal Jack earlier in the show. Why not make it an obligation that if you are sponsoring these campaigns, we have to know who's sponsoring them? So almost like when you see a golfer and they're covered and they have like McDonald's, Buick, whatever, all over their caps and their shirts and whatnot, the sponsors have to be there visible on whoever the candidate is. So who's ever putting in the money, they have to have this sort of rolling thing that goes with them. They could do that, actually, like in baseball. You know how in baseball they're trying to get as many sponsors as they can? So you're watching, and you look behind home plate, and you see it, and it just will roll over for whatever the next sponsor is. Ford. Or, you know, Alka-Seltzer, whatever. In this case, it would be whoever the donors are. See, the PACs, cleverly there, you can just dump money in a lot of different directions. Now, the decision, it's interesting, comes 4 years after the court's landmark Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission ruling that really cleared the way for increased independent corporate and union spending during federal elections. So now, in the dissenting opinion, Justice Breyer says that, Stephen Breyer says that the ruling, along with Citizens United, eviscerates our nation's campaign finance laws. Interesting, huh? So, if you have the dollars, then you can just spread them out, and otherwise, he is right in the sense that the campaign finance laws basically, and which is what Roberts' ruling says in a different way, that's null and void. Roberts tried to equate it with saying, listen, if people can burn flags, we might not like it, but it's free speech. If they can burn flags in this country, then if you, for free speech, you want to put your money in a certain direction for a certain campaign, why wouldn't you be able to have the freedom to do that as well? I think we're going to hear much more on this, especially because we're coming up on a big political season. 2014, as you know, the midterm elections, there's some big challenges out there. Some think the Republicans could win back the Senate. And then in 2016, here we go again, a presidential race. Obama's out, so it's wide open. Democrats, Republicans, Hillary Clinton is the smart money for the Democrats. For the Republicans, who knows, really, at this point, there are a handful of people on the bench. And there are a lot of different, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of different opinions, and I think we're going to hear more about it, like I said, on this SCOTUS campaign finance ruling from the Democrats and from the Republicans. An ultra-wealthy Democrat who's accused often of attempting to buy a seat in the House of Representatives went nuts over the Supreme Court decision on Wednesday for lifting restrictions on political donations. His name is Sean Eldridge. And Sean Eldridge said that you look at this decision on Wednesday and it's a disappointing step backwards for our democracy. He says it further weakens our country's campaign finance rules and the core idea that our country was founded on, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Eldridge is the largest contributor to his own campaign by the end of 2013. According to his disclosure report, he had poured in $715,000 of his own fortune into his effort. Coming up next, fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, time for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It or Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, Nathan Reeder, how you doing?
Oh, good.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I like that. Yes, I am. You win no prizes, you know that. This is just for fun.
Oh, I'm so excited. Kate, come on, we're good.
Okay, so how about this? In New Jersey, they are out, the cops are out ticketing people for distracted driving. Specifically, they're trying to target people who are eating. That's one of the biggest things. It's not only just eating, but texting, eating and drinking, putting on makeup, checking laptops and tablets, watching movies, They say they've seen it all in Paramus, New Jersey. They are really prowling along. If they catch you doing any of those things, the ticket is $130. Is it fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
Fruits and nuts, because it's eating. And also because, you know, it's been happening for so long. I mean, it's kind of a bingo-y thing to me because I've seen some really dumb things happen while I'm watching people not paying attention. So, I don't know. I guess bingo.
Bingo!
A really fruity bingo.
Bingo! I agree with you. Bingo! I mean, it's... Come on. When you're driving... Here's what I don't understand. And you know what? I gotta say, I'm pretty good at this. First of all, I don't know how you text and drive. It's incredibly dangerous. I couldn't do it anyway, right? But the distracted driving is scary because people are cutting through lanes, people are turning the wrong way, and it is because they're doing so many other things. Now, I'm not a Big Brother fan, so I don't think that really we want to have every single thing we do under a microscope. So that's the one thing that's kind of dicey for me. That's why you said kind of fruity to me. That's why it would be kind of that way too. But we can't have this, or for goodness sake, we're not going to be able to drive on the roads. It's not going to be safe anymore because nobody is paying attention. Why are you putting on makeup if you're going 50 miles an hour down the road? I don't understand it. Can't you just pull into the parking lot and throw some on your face?
I mean, that stuff, that or like eating, that's been going on for a long
forever.
Time.
Forever. Yeah.
I mean, we used to let those kids bop around on the front seat with no seatbelts on, you know. We're changing slowly. But I think introducing the idea of technology and how it is, like, hard to wrench that little electronic device away from us is an example of us being distracted.
Yeah, I agree. All right, this one you're going to love. This is just so crazy, actually. And it's not made up at all. A Pennsylvania man survived an accident that put a chainsaw into his neck. No, they weren't filming Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. It actually happened. What happened was, it's kind of, some of the specifics are unclear, but it was a work accident that sent the teeth of the chainsaw blade deep into his neck, shoulder, and it was really a centimeter away from a vital artery. But thanks to cautious work by his colleagues and the medical responders, 30 stitches, an hour of surgery, a day after the accident, he's recovering in stable condition at a Pennsylvania hospital. He works for a tree service company, and that's what he was doing. He was performing maintenance work on a pine tree when the chainsaw kicked back and hit him that way and sawed into flesh instead of wood. So is that fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I think it's built in that it's shredded. You know?
Can you imagine? Have you? Wow. I mean, I just can't imagine it. You know, I have a pole saw, and I'm so cautious with it. I'm so afraid of it kicking back, and it's tiny.
Oh, yeah.
The chainsaws can be dangerous. Nathan, I have seen people on roofs where they think they're up there with a chainsaw, and they think, well, it's no big deal. I'll just hack off this tree limb myself instead of hiring someone. Mm-hmm. And I've seen crazy accidents. Never the chainsaw on the neck, but, boy, I think sometimes you just gotta say, what am I doing here? You gotta be careful around equipment, even if you're a professional.
I was making new clips for us today for dumb things and watched plenty of videos illustrating that. So. Shred it indeed.
All right, shred it. Absolutely. It's obvious. It's shred it. And thank goodness the guy survived, because it could have been completely disastrous. All right, Disneyland. They're always coming up with new things, Disneyland and Disney World. Bigger, badder, better. But now they've come up with something a little bit different. It's called Doomsday. And Doomsday at Disneyland, what they're talking about is an actual doomsday. So what would happen, like, if, you know, the metro system blew up and there was fire and rescue people had to come down and all that kind of stuff? I mean, you know, basically, Doomsday Disneyland, It's what happens in the aftermath of, like, a Hurricane Katrina, that kind of stuff. That's what it will illustrate. Subway stations that are collapsed, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I have to say, we got Fantasyland, we got Adventureland, we got the Flying Dumbos, all of that. I don't know, do you think that's a good sell, Doomsday in Disneyland?
Okay, so check it out. They started, what was that song in the, oh man, it's where all the balloons are floating around the ride, where the whole world is united. I mean, that was one of the first principles behind the fantasy of the future parts, and then it quickly moved into utilizing its connection to Hollywood and mm-hmm. all of the special effects. So essentially, that's what this is. This is just the ultimate version. Is like, yes, well, there's nothing else for us to do except wait for nuclear waste. So yeah, fruits and nuts, definitely fruits and nuts.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're on the same page on this. I think it's fruits and nuts, too. I mean, let's keep it nice. Let's keep it simple. Let's not keep it terrifying. You know, let's give the kids fantasy, more fun, not more crazy, nasty reality. I mean, please, they grow up fast enough. That's my perspective anyway. This is a crazy story. All right, so sometimes when you're so rich, I guess you just forget about things. There was I read a story today about a luxury boat left in Sweden, the Swedish harbor, for 2 years, and the keys were actually on the railing. And finally, it dawned on the Norwegian owner that he thought he sold it, but I guess he forgot about it. So for 2 years, a 10-meter-long Rinker 342 Fiesta V boat floated in a Swedish marina. Its owner nowhere to be found, and like I said, the keys were tied to the railing on the deck. Everybody could see it, adding kind of a little mystery to the abandoned boat. And you could go on board. Nobody did. It just sat there. It's a $100,000 yacht. The mooring costs are starting to add up, and so finally, this Norwegian guy came forward and he said, "Whoops, I forgot all about it. I thought it was sold."
Wow, why was I in America?
Why didn't we just go to that boat and take it? Oh, hey, this is my boat.
Oh, so late.
So he was so rich, he forgot he owned a boat like that.
I could believe it.
It's greedy.
Greedy. I'm going with bingo that it is fruits and nuts. How about that?
I like that. Bingo, fruits and nuts, and then shred it. Shred the paperwork. Auction the boat off. He shouldn't get his boat back. I mean, that's crazy. Somebody else wrote that he should have to listen to 25 hours of ABBA to make up for screwing up the way he did. That's like a Marie Antoinette moment. That's a neat cake. I'll leave my yacht right there with the keys tied to it for 2 years so everybody can stare at it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.